3. The Super Universe of Orvontan. Practically all of the starry realms visible to the naked eye on Urantia belong to the seventh section of the grand universe, the Super Universe of Orvontan. The vast Milky Way starry system represents the central nucleus of Orvontan, being largely beyond the borders of your local universe. This great aggregation of suns, dark islands of space, double stars, globular clusters, star clouds, spiral, and other nebulae, together with myriads of individual planets, forms a watch-like, elongated circular grouping of about 1/7 of the inhabited evolutionary universes. From the astronomical position of Urantia, as you look through the cross-section of nearby systems to the great Milky Way, you observe that the spheres of Orvontan are traveling in a vast elongated plane, the breadth being far greater than the thickness, and the length far greater than the breadth. Observation of the so-called Milky Way discloses the comparative increase in Orvontan's stellar density when the heavens are viewed in one direction, while on either side the density diminishes, the number of stars and other spheres decreases away from the chief plane of our material superuniverse. When the angle of observation is propitious, gazing through the main body of this realm of maximum density, you are looking toward the residential universe and the center of all things. Of the 10 major divisions of Orvontan, 8 have been roughly identified by Urantian astronomers. The other 2 are difficult of separate recognition because you are obliged to view these phenomena from the inside. If you could look upon the superuniverse of Orvontan from a position far distant in space, you would immediately recognize the 10 major sectors of the 7th galaxy. The rotational center of your minor sector is situated far away in the enormous and dense star cloud of Sagittarius, around which your local universe and its associated creations all move. And from opposite sides of the vast Sagittarius subgalactic system, you may observe 2 great streams of star clouds emerging in stupendous stellar coils. The nucleus of the physical system to which your sun and its associated planets belong is the center of the one-time Andromeda Nebula. This former spiral nebula was slightly distorted by the gravity disruptions associated with the events which were attendant upon the birth of your solar system, and which were occasioned by the near approach of a large neighboring nebula. This near collision changed Andromeda into a somewhat globular aggregation, but did not wholly destroy the two-way procession of the suns and their associated physical groups. Your solar system now occupies a fairly central position in one of the arms of this distorted spiral, situated about halfway from the center out towards the edge of the star stream. The Sagittarius sector and all other sectors and divisions of Orvontan are in rotation around Uversa, and some of the confusion of Urantian star observers arises out of the illusions and relative distortions produced by the following multiple revolutionary movements. 1. The revolution of Urantia around its sun. 2. The circuit of your solar system about the nucleus of the former Andromeda Nebula. 3. The rotation of the Andromeda stellar family and the associated clusters about the composite rotation gravity center of the star cloud of Nebadon. 4. The swing of the local star cloud of Nebadon and its associated creations around the Sagittarius center of their minor sector. 5. The rotation of the 100 minor sectors, including Sagittarius, about their major sector. 6. The whirl of the 10 major sectors, the so-called star drifts, about the Uversa headquarters of Orvontan. 7. The movement of Orvontan and 6 associated superuniverses around Paradise and Avona, the counterclockwise processional of the superuniverse space level. These multiple motions are of several orders. The space paths of your planet and your solar system are genetic, inherent in origin. The absolute counterclockwise motion of Orvontan is also genetic, inherent in the architectural plans of the Master Universe. But the intervening motions are of composite origin, being derived in part from the constitutive segmentation of matter-energy into the superuniverses, and in part produced by the intelligent and purposeful action of the Paradise Force organizers. The local universes are in closer proximity as they approach Havona. The circuits are greater in number, and there is increased superimposition, layer upon layer. But farther out from the eternal center, there are fewer and fewer systems, layers, circuits, and universes.